Arthur Lynch, Fan United manager. It came late, but Fan United are champions.
Well, better late than ever. Look, we're just delighted to get over the line, and it was nerve-wracking there at the end. But we've done that a few times this year. You know, we've pulled out results when we needed them, and that's all credit to the character of the boys in that dressing room there. You know, even there today, like, that was, to me, that was end-to-end stuff. You know, both teams were really going for that today. No one was looking for a draw or anything. You know, missed penalties, hit crossbars, one thing and another. Either side could have won it. We're just delighted to get out the right side, you know.
Yeah, it was a big year for Fannett as well, coming down back into junior football. Promotion was secured last week, but the league title was really what people were expecting of Fannett, so it must be really pleasing for you that it came to be.
Absolutely delighted. Look, you come back down, and you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, but we don't care. We regrouped this year. We got everyone back in, the likes of yourself back from Dublin, Mark McConaughey, Colin McGonigal, boys that weren't available previous, come in and give us a real injection. You know, we've the boys that we had from 3-4 years ago because of COVID, all of a sudden they're not 19-20, they're 21-22-23. You know, they're men, and you can see that out there today. It's just that wee bit of maturity, you know, when you need it. And there's times in that game when things were going against us, but we dug in, we kept going, you know, we never lay down. And look, at the end of the day, they were after coming off a chance at the other side, and we pressed right up this end, and what, 95th minute, and get the winner. You know, it's, look, we're just delighted for the club as a whole, and for the players involved. You know, it's just brilliant for them, you know.
Seems to be a good buzz about Fannett United these days as well, with the youth setup coming through now as well, and now league champions going up into the first division. It must be pleasing to see that the decision to drop down has injected something back into the club.
Absolutely. Look, all you had to do was look at the numbers of support we had there. Like, we filled that stand basically, and we had half of the sideline on the far end. You know what? It's really pleasing to the players. They take massive, you know, they take a massive bite out of that whenever they look in. They see the amount of support everywhere we've gone this year. The way support has outnumbered the home support, you know, and that's a credit to the club and the supporters. They've come out in their numbers, and you're right, it has proven to be the right decision. You know, we're back before kind of a bit of identity back again. You know, for a few years there, just we lost our way, but look, that happens in football. You know, you're not on the top always. You know, every dog has his day, if you say, but you know, we've had a few lean years, but we're back there now this year, and we've put on a great performance and lifted that trophy, and that's what it's all about. So we're just delighted to get over the line today.
What's next for Fannett United now?
2 months off.
Congratulations, Ernie.
Thanks, Anna. Good man.